So, just to explain the plan, I think, right? So I'm just going to read the case and the little bit of the Gemara on that, yeah? Because it's just really a preparation for the shiur, which is really on last week's stuff, yeah? But just, you'll see kind of the contrast. So, okay, in the Sefer and the Mishnah, yeah? So we're on Yud Aleph at the top of the Daf, yeah? So the Sefer and the Mishnah gives the following case, yeah?
Which Daf?
Ah, Yud Aleph. Oh, which Daf? Right,
that's great.
That's a great one. Okay, which stuff? That is the question. That is the question, right. So betocha kan umatzah lifnei kan asurim. So if you have pigeons, yeah, and they're originally designated inside the pigeonhole, right, what I call the pigeonhole, and then you find them outside the pigeonhole, so that means on there's a little ledge outside the pigeonhole, right? So you come back, obviously, you're on tip and you find them there, then the din is asurim, right? That they're asur, i.e., yeah? We're going to have to at least worry that they're not the same pigeons, yeah? As you designated when they were inside. So the Gemara says, Lema misayale l'Rav Chanina. So we should say that this safer case, now you remember this Rav Chanina is familiar because we said before, Lema misayale l'Rav Chanina. So we're going to say this safer case maybe also, we could suggest, is a support, Messiah, for Rab Chanina. Da'ama Rab Chanina, because what does Rab Chanina says? He says the following. Rove v'karov. If you've got two principles, which are called kind of biru, yeah, that they help to clarify cases of suffix. One is rove, yeah, we go after the majority. And another one, an interesting one, is called karov, yeah? Which means that maybe we can decide the suffix based on what is close, yeah? So when you've got those two principles, rove and karov, but let's say they're opposing now. So a rove says one thing and a karov says another thing. So says Rav Chanina, halach achar rove. Where you've got those two principles but they contradict, yeah? Then which one trumps? The answer is you go after the rove. So maybe we should suggest that this is a good example of that. Now why would that be, yeah? So basically, in fact, I'm going to switch now to my diagram, by the way, yeah? So this is my diagram, ignore the part at the bottom, yeah? So this is the simple thing. So you've got here a pigeonhole, right? And you've got the pigeon that's sitting outside the pigeonhole on this little ledge, right? So basically, there's two possibilities. Does this pigeon that's sitting outside, does he come from inside, i.e. the one that was designated, right? And that's the karov, yeah? Or is it a pigeon that's come from outside, yeah? So it's not karov, yeah? But all the pigeons on the outside, right? There's many, many of them, yeah? So they constitute the rove as opposed to the pigeon that was originally inside, right? So the fact that we're now saying it's usser, that seems to suggest that which is the deciding one? It's the rove of the pigeons from the outside that are not designated, yeah? That's the one that we're gonna say, this pigeon that's sitting on the ledge, we'll say that comes from the rove and not from the karov, i.e. the one that was inside, okay? So that's why we think it's a support for Rav Chanina. And Abaye says, on this case, he says, no, badaf. So now what's badaf, right? So here, now you can look at this part of the thing. So there's, we learned this last time, this is kind of just a recap in a sense, yeah? But there, it's as well as this little ledge over here, there's actually a big ledge at the bottom of the whole nest, yeah? And on this big ledge, what Rashi said was before was that there's always, all the time, you've got these pigeons coming from the outside and they're kind of sitting around and kind of, because they're like waiting, yeah? And they're kind of, they can go up and down, whatever, yeah? And basically, when you think about it then, if there's lots of pigeons down over here, right? So you've got the rove of the pigeons, right? Who are from the outside, but they're also karov to the place where you find the eventual pigeon, yeah? So basically, you've got two things then. You've got, in terms of these outside pigeons, the non-designated ones, they're both the rove and they're also karov to the place where we're talking about. So it's not a question of just rove against karov. You've got a rove and a karov that which should say that they're non-designated. So that's why Abaye says that this is not a support then for a Rav Chanina who wanted to say where you've just got one against one, because this is basically two against one. So Rava has a different answer, but I think we'll leave that. We're going to leave that. So the main thing I wanted to take out from that, yeah, is that basically in the Sefer, we've got this case in the Sefer, and we see that it's kind of a similar formula where we say that maybe it's a support for Rav Chanina, but basically Abaye says, no, it's not. He wants to reject that. It's not support for Rav Chanina because of the fact we're talking about Badaf, a situation where the nest has this ledge at the front. Great. So now, should I switch to the shear now?
No, it's good. You're in it.
Oh, right, great. I'm in it. Okay. So basically, I'm going to now switch kind of to the shear. So basically, going backwards, right? So what basically we have is, in the Mishnah, we've got two cases that we're going to suggest are potentially supports to Rav Chanina. Okay? And I actually drew them up in terms of two different pigeon houses, yeah? So the first case, which is what we did last time, yeah? So that says, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. So that says, Zimin Shechorim, Matzah Levanim, Levanim Matzah Shechorim, yeah? So that's one of the cases where they're Asa. So what's that case? Let's just speak that out a second, yeah? Because the Gemara sets it up in a certain way. Now, sorry about my colours. My colours are not really so good, yeah? I don't know whether... Can everyone see the drawing? And it's like very... It's a bit kind of... Yeah. You'll see it a bit, yeah? Okay. So basically, we've got two pigeonholes over here, right? And we're going to say... Let's going to say that we're going to have over here... Let's call this the shchorim, yeah? So we've got our shchorim in this one, yeah? Black ones in this one. And we've got the levanim, the white ones in this one, okay? And then basically what happens is, right, you designate them before Yom Tov, and you come back on Yom Tov, and guess what? The black ones are over here and the white ones are over here. So now the question obviously is, yeah, have they just switched around, in which case we're all fine because you designated both sets, right? Or maybe since now they're just in different places, they're not in the places you originally, you know, this one is like the black one, you see black ones in here, you see white ones in here. So maybe basically they're kind of birds that have come from the outside and they're completely non-designated, yeah? So that's the case in the ratio, yeah? And in the ratio, we also suggested basically that this should be maybe a support, that the fact that it's Asa, right? Maybe should be a support for Rav Chanina, right? So we said again, to recap, Rav Chanina says, right, you've got two types of birur, right? You've got rove, where majority, we know that that's a kind of classic one, we go after the rove. And we've got karov. By the way, karov is learned from Egla Arufa, yeah? It's an interesting thing. If you go look in there, Bava Basra, yeah? That's the source from it. You know, like where you have a dead body and you have to measure which is the closest city, yeah? And you big the Egla Arufa, the elders from that city, yeah? So that's an idea that somehow there's an idea, you go after something which is closest. So there's a biru of rov and biru of korov, and just Rav Chanina's chiddush is, yeah, that when they're contradictory, yeah, which one trumps? The rov trumps, yeah. So we wanted to say the fact that we say these are asa, right? Well, so the tzad to say they're asa is because there's birds coming from the outside and they're the majority, yeah. So that's rov, as opposed to them switching round. Now, if they switch round, then we think that the two of these are both korov to each other, right? So we'll say, you know, seemingly Karov should tell us that they're the ones originally designated, they've just switched around. And yet we say that Asa, so it must be that that we go with the rove. So on that, yeah, the Gemara says, yeah, no, don't, you know, that's not necessarily true. And I'm just reading the Gemara here, yeah, if you want to follow, it's four lines up from where it gets wide, yeah. So it says, no, Kada'ama Abaye, because we could say what like Abaye said, which is Badaf, right? There's a case of where there's this broad ledge at the front, yeah? And on this broad ledge, as we know, there's lots of pigeons sitting over here, yeah? I know my artwork is terrible, so sorry about that. There's loads of these pigeons sitting there, right? And they're coming and going all the time, and they're basically, it's the same as we said before, that these pigeons over here, they're both from the outside and they constitute the rove and non-designated, but they're also karov to the pigeonholes. So you've basically got both together, right? So that's what it says, kada'ama abaye badaf, and therefore hachanami badaf. Now, when it says kada'ama abaye badaf, what's it referring to? It's referring to the thing we started off before, which is abaye himself, yeah, says badaf in terms of the case of the sefer. And he himself was actually, as we saw, as we started off there, he was coming himself to explain why the sefer, this case of where it was originally designated inside and then it's found outside, that's not a support for Rav Chanina. And Rabbi himself said, because we could be talking about a case of badaf. So we're just saying, well, wait a sec, we could apply that kind of also to the ratio. So that's the Gemara. Now the question that's asked, and I've actually got it here on, I don't know where you got it. I've got it on my side. Oh, you got it, brilliant, yeah? So if you look at Yud Aleph, yeah? So there's a Tosfos Yeshanim, yeah? Can you see it? Everyone see it? So he just, I'll read it inside, it's very short, yeah? So he says, Amar Abaye Badaf, yeah? And that this is going on the part we read in the morning on Yudalev. So he says, just very simply, tamer, right? This is like a very a problem, is it? It's a puzzling, yeah? Delo amale el aresha. Why would have Abaye come and said his thing, Badaf, and just said it on the Sefer of the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, the second case, and not said it on the Resha? And in fact, you know, the reason why it's obviously such a strong kasher is because the Gemara itself, you know, brings that same case in order to, you know, to explain why Rav Chanina is not a proof for the Resha. And that's exactly what Abaye is, exactly what Abaye is himself doing on the Sefer. So why would, that being the case, why wouldn't have Abaye just come and spoken up on the Resha? Why does he wait to the Sefer the Mishnah? So that's basically the kasher that's asked, yeah? And there's a whole series of answers to this kasher, yeah? And, you know, some of them are kind of more kind of pashat kind of answers, yeah? So I just gave an example of Maram Schiff. He wants to say that kind of Abaye comes up and speaks up, pipes up in order as a kind of a contrast to Rava, yeah? So you see the next thing we'll see is Rava gives his own take, yeah? Which we'll learn later on today, or maybe tomorrow, yeah? So he only speaks up when there's kind of, you know, a debate going on kind of thing. But I'm going to give a different answer, which is based on Chasam Sofer, and it's a Gernish Adik answer, yeah? It's a very geschmacky answer, yeah? But it's kind of quite cheshbendik. So, a lot of cheshbend here. So basically, what is very nice is the Chasam Sofer brings out a very important point from the Rashi. So I think we should see this Rashi inside, yeah? So if you look on your Yud, yeah? And you look at the first wide line, and there's the Rashi which begins two words in, yeah, is Badaf, right? So Rashi explains an important point about what's going on this broader ledge with the birds coming from the outside. So let's look at inside. So Rashi says, Shiesh Daf Lifnei Ashovech, Bolet V'yotze Mimenu. So there's this kind of broad duff at the bottom, yeah, which protrudes, yeah? V'sham Bayin V'yoshvim Yonim T'ma'alma Tadir. And there, all these birds from outside are continually coming, yeah? And what do they do, right? So what do they do? So the reason why they're coming on and sitting on here and kind of waiting around is because they are scared to go and enter into the pigeonholes, yeah, into the nest themselves. Because the ones that are inside, yeah, they're kind of, the title of this shiur is territorial pigeons, yeah? So the ones that the pigeons that are inside are very territorial, yeah. And anyone who comes near, they're gonna push them away. So basically, these ones on the outside, they're just kind of sitting and waiting because shiotim shovach, right? And when eventually they see that one of the birds eventually decides, oh, you know, to go off to outside, yeah. And they look up, they're, oh, you know, a space is freed up. So elo nichnasin, yeah. At that point, you know, they chop the chance and they can go into the pigeonhole, right? And therefore, Hilcha Chashinan Shemim Min Adaf Ba'u Lekanim, right? Hilcha Chasurim Tehave Lekuchul Karov Shebedaf Ushbekein. And therefore, even the ones on the outside, which are the rove, they're also Karov. Hilcha Zil Basa Ruba, and it also says Karov. So you've got two things. So basically, you've got these, effectively, you've got this daf, you've got all these birds coming from the outside, and they're continually coming, and they're just basically sitting, waiting for a vacant spot. That's what she's saying. And why are they waiting? Because they know they can't come near the nests, because they're going to get pushed away, yeah? So now, the Chasam Sofer says, okay, if that's the case, yeah, let's go and work out something in a second, yeah? So we're talking here about where you've got black birds here and white birds here, right? So he says, imagine, yeah, that you don't have a duff, right? So how could it be, right, practically, that these birds, so to speak, switch around? How's it going to work, yeah? Based on the principle of Rashi, yeah, what we've just heard is that pigeons do not let other pigeons near or entering into their pigeonhole. So how's it going to be? Currently, you've got two things and they're both occupied, right? So let's say, you know, how do we end up, having the blackbird over here in the whitebird slot? How could that be? So the only possibility is the whitebird comes out and has to mamash leave the nest, yeah? Because otherwise the blackbird is not going to be able to come and enter into the whitebird slot. So that must be the story, right? So the first thing that happens is the whitebird goes and leaves the nest, yeah? And at that point, the blackbirds turn around and say, hey, you know, I've always fancied, you know, my neighbour's nest, yeah? So it gets up and goes into the neighbour's nest, yeah? And then what happens is the whitebirds then decide to actually come back, yeah? Right? And they're coming back and they look and they say, hey, our nest's been hopped, yeah? But, Baruch Hashem, there's another nest which is free on the side where the blackbirds used to be, so they'll have to settle for that one, yeah? So they then come back and settle for that one. So that's basically the story that exists. Now, we're talking here without having any duff at the front, yeah? But if you think about that, yeah, then let's now think about Corov a sec, yeah? So I understand that in terms of the blackbirds that ends up there, yeah? So that, I understand, is Corov, because it's come from here to here, yeah? But what about the white birds that ends up being in here? So at the end of the day, we said that in order for this to happen, the white bird would have actually gone away from the nest. And at that point, yeah, it's no longer Corov, yeah? It's had to have gone away. So at that point, if you look about, working out the white bird, effectively, yeah, it's coming from the outside, like where all the other birds are, right? So all you have there is a situation of the rove, right? Because this white bird, there's loads of other birds around, yeah? And the rover of them are non-designated, and there's no Corov in relation to that thing. So basically, it turns out that actually Rav Chanina, where he wanted to say that Rove and Korov, that we see that Rove trumps, there's no proof from here at all, yeah? Because in order just to say, in terms of the din, the reason why there could be Usser is because let's say Korov trumps, yeah? But in terms of the white bird, there is no Korov. There's only a Rove. So in fact, if you think about it that way, if the birds don't let others in, yeah, it turns out that the whole thing falls apart, yeah? There's no proof at all, yeah, for Rav Chanina, even if you don't have a duff, even if you don't have a duff around. Because again, because one of the bird sets of birds will have had to have gone and then come back. Yeah, does that make sense to everyone?
So that answers the question, why Abayin didn't say v'chem duff.
Exactly. So basically, says the Chasam Sofer, yeah? Based on this is why Abayin didn't have to say b'duff. Why? Because even without having a duff, yeah, it will turn out, according to this Svara in Rashi, yeah, that Reb Chanina, Rove and Korov is not true. There's no proof. There's no Messiah for Rav Chanina from this case. Yeah, Masha Einkin, let's speak out from this case. Yeah, where there's only one pigeonhole, the safer. Yeah, and it was originally inside and it's found outside. Yeah, there I understand, right? Because obviously, the question is, did it come, from the inside? Yeah, or did it come from outside? So if there's no duff, then I understand. Yeah. Then, there's Korov because the bird was originally on the inside. Maybe it's just taken a step out and there's a little edge in the front. Or there's the rove that maybe have come from the outside. So there I understand you have to say baduff in order to say it's not a support for Reb Chanina. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. So Givaldika answer, yeah? But the question that obviously comes out from this, yeah? Which I just wanted to kind of add on a bit, yeah? is that if that's such a good answer, then what is the Havramin of the Gemara? Right? Because the Gemara itself, yeah, says that basically this case wants to suggest that this case is a support for Reb Chanina. And in fact, it has to say, well, maybe, we're going to say, like, baduff, like Abaye said in the Sefer. So, seemingly the Gemara itself seems to be a proof against what we're saying now. Yeah, because the Gemara did think it was a support for Reb Chanina, and in fact had to say baduff in order to answer it. Yeah. So, in order to answer this, where it gets a little bit complicated, bear with me a sec, yeah? So, what I wanted to suggest was, yeah, and I think there's a bit of a remez in it later on in the Chasam Sofer, that this whole svara that Rashi brings, yeah, that the birds are basically what are called territorial pigeons, yeah, I think that may only come about after we've set up as a case of there being a duff. Why is that so, yeah? Because basically, so the Chasam Sofer himself says, why does Rashi come up with this svara? I mean, where does Rashi get it from that these pigeons are territorial, they won't let anyone in, yeah? So he says that Rashi held that because you have to say that, because if you don't say that, then we should always have a chashash in every situation, yeah? So let's say the simple situation, let's take the safer, for example, yeah? Let's say instead of the bird being on the ledge outside, it was inside, yeah? So you designated it inside, you come on Yom Tov, yeah? And you find the bird inside, right? So obviously, we all know that that's fine. That's exactly what you want, yeah? It's that bird you're going to take on Yom Tov, that's going to be your Yom Tov meal, yeah? So the Chasam Sofer says, but Rashi would be bothered because he would say, well, wait a sec, yeah? Right? If there are, there's a duff outside and there's birds that are coming, how do you know, right? How on earth do you know that bird that's inside is not birds that have come from the outside and, birds are coming, if there's free flow here, yeah, and birds are coming in and out all the time, so we should be choshesh that a bird's, maybe this is not what the original bird, yeah? So that's what he says that is the svara of Rashi, yeah? So what I wanted to say is, okay, yeah, but... there's a bit of an issue with this, right? Because usually, right, let's say, for instance, we're just dealing with a simple case, right? And there's nothing there, and there's just one bird, and you come and find the birds on the outside, yeah? Usually, we're not choshesh, right, that just a bird's come from the outside, yeah? If even without Rashi, I would have said a very simple thing. I would have said, well, you know, if beforehand there was only one bird, and now I just see there's one bird, it's just on the duff, yeah? Inside, yeah? There was one bird, and now there's still one bird at the same place inside, yeah? Then I would have turned around and said, I don't need to be choshesh, right? There's only one bird around, yeah? And generally, you know, there's no reason, yeah? We only choshesh when there's a reason to be choshesh, yeah? And here, even if birds, you know, does let other birds in and things like that, but since there's no other birds around, there's no reason to be choshesh, maybe that's why I'm not choshesh, yeah? So I think the answer is, yeah, that the reason why the Chasam Sofer was saying what he was saying in Rashi is because Rashi is talking about a case where there is a duff. So where there is a duff, yeah, that duff means that there's birds always loitering around. So if there's birds loitering around and there's a free flow of birds coming in and out, yeah, then that situation, now I understand what the Chasam Sofer is saying, that situation, it must be that if there's a free flow, that we're going to be choshesh, we should always be choshesh, even if there's only one bird inside and there's still only one bird inside, that maybe birds have come in and another bird's gone out, and therefore that's why you have to say the svara of Rashi, yeah? That basically, that birds are territorial, yeah? And therefore, right, if there's a bird inside and beforehand and there's a bird inside now, we would say that no, that these birds wouldn't have come in because they're territorial and this bird won't so easily leave because it wants to guard its territory, yeah? And that's the svara of Rashi, yeah? So, i.e., what I'm trying to say is the svara of Rashi only comes about once we make the akimta of beduff, that there's such a thing as a duff. Yeah? You follow? So in the Sefer, Abai himself has to make that akimta of beduff, right? But all I'm saying is once we see in the Sefer there is such an akimta of beduff, then we have to come on to our svara that case of, once you're holding this such situation of duff and there's birds coming all the time, then there must be Rashi's svara, which is that birds are territorial. And once you have that svara, then gaval, you go back to the case in the Reisha and you say that Rab Chanina doesn't even start, even if there's no duff. So therefore, the flow of the Gemara is, when we originally asked on Rab Chanina, that was because, yeah, we hadn't yet come on to, even in the Sefer, thinking about there's a situation of beduff. We hadn't come on, we didn't need a svara to say that birds are territorial, right? Because there was no reason to have to say that. In which case, if they're not territorial, then we can understand that maybe this bird has gone into here while this bird is still here, and they've literally just switched around. In which case, they're both Karov. Yeah? And therefore, we seem to say, well, that's to support Reb Chanina, yeah? That we go with a rove over the Karov. But once we say, yeah, but maybe this is like the Sefer. Look, the Sefer, Abai set up a case of Beduff, and then the whole cheshbon is that here too, yeah? Maybe there are birds, you know, that are coming in and out, yeah? And therefore, right, we have to say birds are territorial, yeah? And that being the case, now the whole Reb Chanina falls away, yeah? But even if, as it happens, you don't have a case of beduff, but since we see beduff in the Sefer, therefore you've got that svara, and therefore that's why the whole Reb Chanina falls away, in which case we don't actually need to set up the situation of beduff in order to say that. So Abai himself only said it in the Sefer, but once you see it in the Sefer, then Reb Chanina falls away. That makes sense?
Sure.
It's a bit complicated. Yeah?